In its restructuring announcement, TOP said it's lined up $260 million in financing to support operations during the court-supervised process.
Which means that, you know, the bank has already done its due diligence on TOPS and is willing to provide that kind of financing. I think it's a great vote of confidence.
But Gabby Wang, an assistant professor at the University at Buffalo's School of Management, says TOPS needs to figure out what kind of grocery store it wants to be. The local marketplace is already fiercely competitive, and Wang says going forward, the competition will be about technology.
A lot of shoppers that go to grocery stores, they don't want to wait in line. They want to just grab something and go. Whole Foods is going to be able to do that probably in a year or 2 years. They've already done that in Seattle. So, you know, a lot more grocery stores are probably going to go towards that direction. So TOPS is going to have to think about, in addition to fixing their financial problems, you know, how are they going to make themselves more attractive and more competitive?
Because, she says, shoppers have lots of choices, and it's difficult now to remain loyal to one company.
Ultimately, I think, you know, you care more about your pocketbook than, I guess, what you're familiar with. Like, we might be traditionally more familiar with, you know, going to the mall, to the stores. But, you know, if now I can compare prices and now I don't have to drive, then why not?
Wang says the market's going through a very transformative time, both in terms of segmentation and technology. And she suspects a lot of other grocery stores are facing the same issue. Chris Kay at WBFO News.